Today I have with me Elena Marie Harris, who is the creator of Elena Marie, a collection of bait bag-inspired clutches. Elena also recently partnered with Keds to create two nautical-themed sneakers for the brand's Ladies for Ladies collection, a series that highlights female makers. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's exciting.
It's exciting for me too. You're doing some really interesting things with your creative self.
Yes.
How did you get involved in being a designer?
Well, from a young age, I have always loved art. I spent my college years concentrating in drawing. I went to school for art and entrepreneurship. So I always had an art kind of background. I wasn't sure what I was going to do with it, but over time, it kind of evolved and morphed into my love for design. So I went to school determined to make a career doing something that I love to do, and I can proudly say that I am living that dream today.
You're from South Portland originally.
Yes, born and raised in South Portland, so I'm a Mainer at heart forever.
Where did you go away to school?
I actually went locally, USM, so didn't go very far. I love Maine. I really think it's a great state and has a lot to offer. It's got so much going on. You've got the Four Seasons. You've got Portland, which is such a great city, especially for an artist and designer like me. It's such a welcoming place for me to do what I want to do.
Tell me about art and entrepreneurship. It's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
We often think about these starving artists.
Yep, exactly. So it actually worked out. It's all in the timing. I went to school, actually started my career as a nursing major because, like you just said, I was afraid that I would be a starving artist. I was like, I can't live my life doing art or design, especially in Maine. And I wasn't really interested in like going high fashion, like going to New York City or Boston. I really, like, my heart is here. So I knew that about myself. I went to school for nursing, figured that was a practical career. I knew I could make money doing that, but very quickly realized it was not for me. First semester even, I didn't even last a full year, and I was like, I gotta change my major. So I switched to art as a backup, thinking that I'll just finish my first year doing art until I decide what I really want to do. But 4 years later, I graduated with art and entrepreneurship. So my sophomore year was when USM offered this new program, which was art and entrepreneurship. So I was like, maybe if I did that, then I could have some business background and figure out how to market on my skill, my craft, my trade, and make a living doing it. And so it was kind of a risk, but I was like, I don't know what else to do, so let's just do that. And it's worked out really well. So it's just kind of a testament to, like, if you just stick to your passion, do what you love, the rest will kind of unfold itself for you. I truly believe that.
What types of business things did you learn when you were going through?
So the program was set up, basically it's like an art major with a concentration and a business minor. So just the basics, really. And I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, it's something when you're in a classroom setting, learning about business and how to run a business and how to market yourself and all these things. For me, at least, it was hard to conceptualize like what it would actually look like because I didn't have a business. So it's just kind of like skills, just basic skills that I learned, but didn't really know how to input them until years later when I decided to start my business, which kind of happened accidentally too. I feel like I've gone into this whole thing kind of blindfolded. Didn't have a business plan. Still don't really have a business plan. I'm just kind of living my life on this journey in doing what feels right, you know?
Well, there must have been some, I guess, place of happy accident, if there's another word for it, I'm not sure, but
yeah,
where somehow what you were doing met up with what people were looking for.
Right. So once I graduated, my kind of plan was to sell t-shirts. I wanted to have a t-shirt business and put my artwork onto t-shirts. I taught myself how to screen print so I could do them myself. I really love the process. I love the design process. I love making things with my hands. I think there's a special element to that. So that was kind of my plan, is to do the t-shirt thing. And one day I saw this bait bag. I had no idea what a bait bag was. I don't know any lobstermen, didn't grow up lobstering, but I discovered this cute little carrier is how it kind of translated to me. And the colors they come in are so bright and fun that it just caught my attention. So I had this bait bag and I'm like, this is really cute. How can I use this for stuff? Like, I can put my stuff in it. I can put my makeup in it, or my, you know, use it for the beach or whatever, just like accessories. So I put on my creative hat, and like I said, I was screen printing at the time. So I went to a marine store and I got a bunch of other like marine materials that fishermen and lobstermen use for bait and fishing and stuff. And I took all this stuff apart and kind of redesigned it into my first clutch. And it's, again, something that I just kind of took off doing. It was like a weekend project, and I made this really cool handbag. And that was it. I figured, okay, this was a one-time deal. Like, it's just something I wanted to do. Let's keep doing the t-shirt thing. But I was using my handmade bag and got a lot of attention on it, a lot more than my t-shirts. So I was like, okay, maybe I can make a couple more, like perfect them a little bit. So I spent the next like month or two working on this bag and figuring out how to produce them. And honestly, the rest is history. I put my first collection, if you will, up on Etsy. And when I made my first sale, I knew that I was like onto something. That feeling was indescribable. It was such a compliment, and it was exciting, and it really gave me so much motivation to make this work. So yeah, that was 3.5 years ago.
How did you move from bait bags to Keds sneakers?
So that's the cool part about my job. I love what I do, because I never know what to expect in a day. Every day is completely different. So I have a store on 4th Street, and at the time, that's where we were also producing all the bags, making them there and selling them there, so you could see the whole process. And so 2 summers ago, the creative director of Keds walked into my store, Holly Curtis, and she was asking for me. And so she introduced herself, and I was like, wait, so you work for Keds, like the sneaker company? And she's like, yeah, we're based out of Massachusetts, and I actually live in Portsmouth, and a couple of the girls and myself, we have your handbags, and we would love to talk to you about pairing up and doing a collection of sneakers. We love your story, we love your concept, and the look of your bags, we want to work with you. So that was like amazing. And you know, 2 years ago, I was only a year and a half into my business, like still, I'm still figuring things out today. So to have such a big company come to me and ask to do a huge project like sneakers, like I'm not a sneaker designer, but I got to design shoes, and I never, that's why I don't have a business plan, because like that wasn't part of the plan, but it just happened. And such an amazing opportunity. Yeah, so it's cool.
Do you think that it helped you to not be into lobstering or fishing when you first looked at the bait bag and said, oh, that could be something else?
Yeah.
Because you didn't know what it
exactly
was.
Exactly, I do. I think it's kind of everything, because I feel like when you know a lot about something, it's very easy to get tunnel vision and just to, you know, think of that one thing in a specific way. So me, as an outsider coming in and just not even knowing what this product was, I just liked the look of it, the materials, the feel, the texture, the color. So that's as a designer, saw the potential there. And yeah, I was like, this could be a great bag. But if I were a lobsterman or, you know, grew up baiting bags, you know, every summer, I probably would be maybe even repulsed by it and just like, I never want to see a bait bag again. So yeah, I was able to come into the situation as an unbiased, you know, point of view and yeah, let my creativity go.
Did you work in retail ever?
Yes. So I worked in restaurants for a while through college. And then after college, I worked in retail for not very long. Restaurants is primarily my background. I did that for like 10 years, like worked my way from bussing tables up to waiting to bartending. And then when I was trying to start my t-shirt business, got a part-time job at J. Crew because I love that store. So yeah, that was my stint in retail. So I got a taste of it, but never thought I would have my own store someday, let alone my own business.
So that's an interesting, that's also interesting because there are many people who are doing stuff online through mm-hmm. Etsy, the way that you started
right.
out. But a lot of people don't translate that into a storefront, which has its own set of unique yeah. challenges.
Yeah. So I love having a store because it is a physical place for me to present myself to my customers. They can come. It's kind of like a home base. They can meet me. They can feel the product, see the product. I don't know. It's just I love being local, too. I love the fact that we're handmade, man-made, local. So I think it's important for me to have a store. Again, it wasn't part of the business plan. I just figured I would just make some bags, maybe just sell them online. It would maybe be just a part-time thing. But things grew so quickly that, yeah, I really wanted to have a store. And I think working in retail and in the restaurant industry, which is huge customer service line of work, really set me up well to be able to run a store because I've got those skills. Like I love dealing with customers and helping them out. And it's just, it's kind of natural to me. I started bussing tables when I was 15. So it's been that long. yeah, I just love it.
What are some of the things that you've learned from having a store? Because a store, when you have a storefront, you're mm-hmm. also managing people.
Exactly.
Because you want to have that yeah. highest level of customer service.
Yeah, it's definitely a big responsibility. It's not, you know, I was just like, oh, yeah, let's open a store. It's, which it is that. It's fun, but it's a lot of work. I feel like I almost have like three jobs. Like I'm a designer. I run the production side of things. We have a separate facility in Scarborough. We just moved into this beginning of the year because we've grown so big. We weren't able to make the bags in the store anymore because it's too small. So I have a store. I've got the production facility. And yeah, so I have to run that, manage six different people now. That's we've been grown a lot since last year. And yeah, so I'm juggling every day, juggling. I go into work and like I said earlier, never know what to expect in a day. But I love it. It's kind of, it helps my ADD, you know? I never get bored, ever. I don't even know what that feels like anymore. So yeah, it's a huge responsibility, but it's fun.
How do you keep your creative self going?
It definitely comes and goes. I mean, as a creative person, it's something you can't force. I can't force myself to be creative. I try to every day, if not every day, at least once a week, do something for myself that lets me be creative to keep it going. You know, whether it's doing a sketch or browsing on Pinterest or I have this wall in my office that's just like full of swatches and inspiration. So things like that. I also love having my production studio because I'm very hands-on. I love taking raw materials and creating something out of it. So oftentimes when my staff leaves for the day, that's my time to be creative and to I'll get these like ideas in my head, and I have so many sample bags that I haven't launched yet, but you know, it's just fun for me. That's my creative process. So yeah, that's how I keep going in that department.
So it's, you're kind of making sure that you have protected time.
Absolutely. I think it's crucial because with everything going on, running a store and running a staff and, you know, keeping up with the accounting and all the business side of things, it can, I feel like there's a fine line. It can be almost dangerous to a creative mind because it can be overwhelming. And naturally, the creative side of things is where I'm most comfortable. The business side of things is where I'm still learning things every day. So yeah, it's important for me to stick to my roots and keep the creative side going, because to me, that's the roots of the business. If there was no creativity or no product, no designing happening, then we wouldn't even have a business. So yeah.
Did you do art when you are in high school or
yes.
younger?
Yes. I've got portfolio after portfolio of just collections of things from when I was growing up all the way through college. I think it's funny to look back. I could have picked an easier major because I was always the student who had like canvases and portfolios and pads of paper and paint everywhere and easels and so much stuff in the dorm room or wherever I could fit it. And then when I started screen printing, my roommates after college, I probably wanted to kill me because I would like screen print in the kitchen and have all these things and inks everywhere. But that's me. I love that. I love having, I've always had a craft bin. And yeah, from very, very young, drawing was my thing. I love to draw things and painting and that kind of, it's like classic art to me, you know, it's like, I just grew up doing it. So yeah, I still have that instinct.
So with all of that, and now knowing where you've come, how is it that at any point you said, oh, I should be a nurse?
That was definitely fear. It was because I was afraid that, or not even that, it was, I didn't think that I could do something for, quote, work that I really liked to do. I thought work had to be something that, you know, was work. And my work now doesn't ever feel like work. I mean, it's a lot of work, but there, you know, there's a difference. My days fly by because I love what I do versus, you know, if I were a nurse, it's just not in my nature. Some people are so good at it and those people are amazing, but for me, just not my thing. So yeah, I thought I had to go to school for something like that because I knew it was a guaranteed career, like a guaranteed job. Going to school for art, there's no real guaranteed artist job, or and if there is, they're far and few between. So I thought that a nursing degree would be a good security deposit on my life, kind of. And yeah, quickly discovered that I just can't force it. I'm just going to do something I like and figure out the rest later. That's kind of how I work. I work backwards. I'm not a great planner at all, ironically. So yeah.
Do you have people in your family who are in practical careers like nursing?
No, actually. My father is an entrepreneur. He has his own business. So I grew up with that mindset and living that lifestyle. And actually, my fiance now is an entrepreneur. So it's very helpful for me to be around those people. They're, you know, both of them are very inspiring to me and every day, you know, push me to be better. Like they have their own very different businesses, but I can still see like how a business is run and how they do things and they deal with their customers. And, you know, it's all the same kind of background, you know.
So that's still really interesting that you nobody else told you that you needed to do something practical. I mean, your father's an entrepreneur and you hung around with entrepreneurs and yet something inside of you, whatever it was, I don't know, was it like people around you were all being practical or?
Back at the time, I mean, a lot of my like friends going off to school were going to be teachers or nurses or, you know, going for science or those, you know, classic things. And I'm just like, well, I guess I should go on that boat too. And at that time in my life, I was so much of a follower. I really was. I wasn't very confident in myself. And I just felt like I had to follow the crowd. At that age, if you had told me I would start my own business and have a store and be in charge of people, I would have never believed you. I would have laughed. Be like, I can't do that, you know. But yeah, going through college, kind of when I got tired of, you know, I'm like, nursing is painful. I can't do it. So I'm like, all right, let's just go back to basics here. What do I love to do? And like I said, I'll just figure it out later. And yeah, here we are.
Well, and I think you've already said it, that there are some people for whom nursing or practical careers of any sort are very well suited. They're very good at them.
Yes.
It's in their nature. Mm-hmm. It just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But there are actually a fair number of people that I believe go into things that are, quote, practical, especially in this day and age where we have student loan debt. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So everybody's saying, well, get the most out of your education. In order to do that, then take this this straight path.
Exactly.
And I wonder how much unhappiness that creates in some people. Not everybody.
Right.
But some people maybe who are more like you, who
absolutely
have other things that they'd like to do, but they're not really sure what that looks like yet.
Right. Like going to school for nursing, I would have paid the same as I paid for my art degree, but there's a better, I guess on paper, a better chance that I would have gotten a job and been able to pay for it than going to school for art. You know, like it's tough. It's a lot riskier to graduate and be able to find something. There's no guarantee that, you know, okay, I'm going to go to school for art and open my own business someday selling my art. There's no guarantee that that's going to work. Going to school, being a nurse, getting a degree in nursing, there's definitely a need for that. So there's something to be said about that. So it was risky. But I had I kind of in the back of my head was like, well, I can always, you know, bartend. I always had that in my back pocket, but I didn't want to do that for the rest of my life either. So, you know, graduating from college and even going into college, there's so much stimulation. You know, it's this whole new phase of your life. There's so many choices to be made. And it's just like, what path do I choose? So there's a lot of pressure. And I definitely felt that pressure, but worked through it.
You said you're not really a planner, but I would guess you'd have to have some planning skills in order to have kept all of this going.
I've become a lot better at planning and organization. I still am not the best planner, but there are certain things, like I have certain standards, like I don't know, there's like I have a business to run. So there's got to be some element of planning in there. You know, I'm employing people and we've got customers, we've got orders to go out the door every day. So there are deadlines. So I guess I've become one, kind of been forced into it. I'm a procrastinator by nature, but I've learned to overcome that. And I'm still learning it. It's still, you know, something I'm learning, but, yeah.
Well, it's something that I think about a lot because we all believe that, or many people believe that they're going to go get their education, come out, and be 100% trained to do whatever it is they're going to do for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way that you could have known, A, what you were going to be doing, and B, what you would have needed to know.
Right.
So most of us are going to continue on learning.
Yeah.
And kind of teaching ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. There's no handbook for life. You can learn all the basics in a classroom, but kind of like what I said earlier, I didn't think or know how to apply those business skills I was learning to to something because I didn't have a business. Now that I have a business, I can see so much further into it and I'm learning a lot more. I mean, school, like going to school is great for learning the basics. It taught me how to teach myself how to do stuff. So it definitely set me up for those skills. But yeah, I've learned so much more now after school. Just being out in the real world, there's nothing like, you know, real world experience. And that's why I think internships are so great. They were kind of, when I was in school, I was required to do one internship, but that it wasn't really a thing. And now I feel like you have to have like three of them to graduate, which I think is awesome. Get that real world experience. We have an intern now working at Elena Marie. So it's great. It's cool. And she's got to see all sides of the business, the retail, the production, the online, the shipping, design, everything. So yeah. And now she can go back to school, maybe thinking of that kind of model in the back of her head while she's sitting in her business operations class, you know, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Is there also a creativity to the business side?
Yeah, it's definitely an art in itself. Not everybody can run a business. And some days I'm like, I don't even know if I can do it. It's hard. It's really hard. It's not cut out for everybody. I like to say it's a lifestyle, because I am married to my business. I do it all day, every day. It's always on my mind. I never clock out. But you have to love what you do. That's a big reason why. Yeah.
Well, I think about the people that I know who specifically study business and then they go on and they run businesses, mm-hmm. and that their creativity, they may not be designing handbags or mm-hmm. kid sneakers, mm-hmm. but their creativity goes into a different sort of design.
Yeah, yeah, running a staff or juggling schedules or figuring out cash flow, like how to manage your money. There is a major art to that. You know, some days you'll feel like, oh my God, I've got all this money, we had all these orders, and literally the next day it can be gone because things come up, you've got expenses. You know, it's a roller coaster ride for sure. There's an art to it in order to maintain a healthy business. I feel like there's such a statistic of so many small businesses, like they don't last past 5 years. And I can see how that can happen if you're not careful. And I'm no expert, but I'm very aware of these things. And so I guess now that I'm saying this, I do have a plan in my head. So that's where the planning has to come in. You have to be, you know, ready for things and know what you're doing to some extent. Otherwise, it's all going to come crashing down.
So it's a combination of having a plan and being flexible with the plan.
Absolutely.
It sounds like.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You got to keep the doors open, but know when to close them at the same time. You know, there's things, you know, people are all asking me for things left and right. Like I get asked to like speak and or meet with people or do things. And I have to pick and choose what I do, because if I don't give a certain amount of attention to my business, then I won't have a business and I won't have anything to talk about to these people, you know? So yeah, it's like I keep saying, every day is different. It's a great journey. It's exciting. It's fun. You know, even being here talking to you, like, this is a cool opportunity. I feel honored. So, yeah.
Well, I'm very glad that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule.
Of course.
And I encourage people to go down to your store, also to look you up online.
Yep.
Hopefully they will be inspired to get an entire Elena Marie line to proudly wear out into the world.
Love it.
I've been speaking with Elena Marie Harris, who is the creator of Elena Marie, a collection of bait bag-inspired clutches. She also recently partnered with Keds to create two nautical-themed sneakers for the brand's Ladies for Ladies collection, a series that highlights female makers. I wish you all the best, and I am really glad that you decided to go with what made you happy.
Yes, same here. Me too. I'm living my best life right now. So thanks for having me.